Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio over Zoom with my two guests, Michelle Coombs, who is scientist in charge at the Alaska Volcano Observatory, and Cheryl Cameron, volcanology section chief for the state of Alaska and also with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
This is a topic that Sitkins are excited to hear about. We're very curious about what's going on with our particular volcano. So I want to turn to you first, Michelle, and ask you for an update about Mount Edgecumbe.
Sure. Yeah, as most folks in Sitka know, we've been keeping our eyes on Mount Edgecumbe, especially over the last year or so. It was about a year ago where we first identified some surface uplift over Khrushchev Island, which tells us that the volcano has been slowly inflating. We've determined that using satellite data. And just an update on that situation, we continue to get the satellite data, and that's showing that the surface uplift has continued. It might be slowing a little bit over the last few weeks. We're going to keep our eyes on that. And in response to that finding, we installed a seismometer on the volcano last summer, and that helps us understand that, yeah, there's some earthquakes going on under Mount Edgecumbe. There aren't very many, and they're pretty small. So over the last few months, we've only had about 13 that are large enough for us to locate. But again, these are really small, sort of magnitude one, real tiny earthquakes. And so these two pieces of information tell us that there probably is still some magma accumulating underneath the volcano. But it's pretty deep. It's sort of 6 miles or several miles down below the surface. So there's probably still something going on under there. It's at a very low level. And yeah, that's kind of what's going on. No major changes and really pretty quiet, but still a little bit going on, but not a lot. So okay. We're keeping our eyes on it.
And was this a surprise? This was not a volcano that you had your eyes on previously, is that right? What, tell us a little bit about, I don't know, the scientist's perspective. Was this a surprise?
A little bit. Yeah, we have a lot of volcanoes in Alaska. We have about 30 that we have active monitoring stations on, and over 50 that have been active in historic times. So we knew Mount Edgecumbe had eruptions in, you know, the geologic past, but not no historic eruptions. So it was unmonitored, and it was brought to our attention last year by a Sitka resident, and Cheryl has a little bit of a Sitka connection, which helped us, or a big Sitka connection, which helped us kind of become aware of what was going on at Edgecumbe.
Oh, let's remind listeners of that, Cheryl, for those who don't know. Tell us about your Sitka connection and how you heard about these earthquakes.
Well, I grew up in Sitka. My family is still in Sitka, and my brother Russell doesn't live in Sitka anymore, but still keeps very close tabs on things. And so he noticed that the Alaska Earthquake Center had an autolocation of a 2.1 earthquake directly underneath Mount Edgecumbe. And so he sent me the screenshot and he said, "Hey, sis, what's up with this?" Oh. And so that was the thing that really caught our attention and looked at AVO, looked into all of these things, and we discovered the deformation and the magmatic intrusion ongoing.
Okay, very cool. Well, I want to turn to you, Cheryl, for more than just your connection to Sitka, but also about some of the, you're going to be here back in Sitka for a while, for not quite a week, and there's a lot going on that you're going to be doing in our community. So can you tell us what you'll be doing in Sitka, and let's go over some of the things that community members can come out for?
Yes, we would love to see lots of Sitkins at these events. Myself and Christy Wallace, another geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory, we're coming to Sitka. We're going to be part of a whole lot of events that we invite community members to come and meet us and take part in them. So the first one is Saturday night, 6 to 8 p.m. at Shitkaquan Nakahiti House. This is an event set up where Christy and I, we will give a fairly short presentation and then spend the rest of the time talking with community members who come visit, organized by Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and anybody is welcome to come.
Great. And that one's free and 6 p.m. this Saturday at Chitka Kwan Nakahiti. And then after, you do something the very next day on Sunday.
Yeah, so on Sunday at 8:30, I'm sorry, Sunday, not 8:30, way too early, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Christy and I, SAIL, the senior hiking group, is inviting anybody to come join them and Christy and myself for an interpretive walk. And so we're going to meet at the Kimsham Ball Fields and we're going to walk a section of the cross trail. We're going to look at an outcrop of volcanic ash from late Pleistocene eruptions of Mount Edgecumbe, and we are going to walk through that section like Christy and I do for field work.
That's pretty cool because you scientists kind of get to walk through time in a way, like you get to see history beneath your very feet, and most of us don't have that knowledge, and so you'll kind of get to let people walk through history with you.
Yes, I think I'm really looking forward to this one.
And then there's more. So what's on Monday?
There's more. So on Monday, Christy and I are going to give the natural history seminar at UAS Sitka campus at 7 p.m. in room 229. It's free, open to the public, and in person. Great. And so this is just going to be a longer, more detailed presentation about Mount Edgecumbe and its volcanic unrest.
And then you have one final jam-packed day, and that's Tuesday. What all is happening that day?
Tuesday, Christy and I will be guests for the Sitka Sound Science Center Sprouts program for preschoolers and their guardians at 10:30 in the morning, so kids age 3 to 5. Little special volcano lesson. At 11 a.m., one of us will be on Problem Corner, so you can call in with your questions and talk to us. And then the very last thing in the evening, 6 to 8 p.m., UAS Sitka Campus Room 229, in conjunction with Art Change and the University of Alaska Southeast, made possible with support from Sitka Sound Science Center and Sitka Film Society, we will have a free screening of the award-winning National Geographic documentary Fire of Love, which was about Maurice and Katja Kraft, a rather famous volcanology couple who spent a lot of their lives videoing active eruptions. And then we'll have a question and answer session about volcanology after the film.
This sounds wonderful. So it's a jam-packed week almost there of activities and a little bit of variety as well. So people have lots of opportunities to come out and meet you, ask their questions, learn more about the situation here at Mount Edgecumbe, but also volcanoes in general and a little bit of geology. It sounds great. There's going to be more work happening. Michelle, maybe I'll turn back to you to ask a little bit about what else is happening in relation to Mount Edgecumbe this summer.
Yeah, so we're working closely with our partners at the U.S. Forest Service to plan some additional field work out at Khrushchev Island to better monitor and understand Mount Edgecumbe. So as I mentioned, last summer, we did install a single monitoring station on Crater Ridge, and that has a GPS and a seismic, two instruments, one GPS, one seismic. But to really better monitor a volcano, we want to have multiple instruments to be able to locate those earthquakes better and understand the ground surface change better. So we're hoping to install 3 additional monitoring stations on the volcano. We're hoping this will be probably in July. And in conjunction with that, we'll be doing some gas and water measurements to look for changes in water around the volcano that might tell us more about that magmatic intrusion, and also do a little bit of geologic investigation on the island itself to collect samples and study those samples to, again, study those previous eruptions and see what those older eruptions can tell us about possible future eruptions.
Okay, well, listeners can definitely feel secure that there's a lot of research happening on this volcano and we're getting a lot of information in. So thank you both for sharing that information with us and the work that you're doing. And thank you for being here this morning on Raven Radio as well.
Thank you so much.
And that was, thank you. That was Cheryl Cameron, a former Sitkin, and Michelle Coombs. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.